Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Last week, the fashion designer and stylist Sonia Lennon took to her LinkedIn to talk about a personal experience. It was to do with her 17-year-old daughter who was being treated for acne, and she had been prescribed Roaccutane. And part of the prescription is that a person has to ensure that they're not pregnant. So her 17-year-old daughter was required to go and get pregnancy tests. Sonia, why did you feel the need to take to LinkedIn to write about this? Good morning.
Good morning, Fiona. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I suppose it was just an experience that we had together. My daughter has been buying pregnancy tests for the last 8 months to receive her monthly prescription for the drug. And we're doing that in close consultation with the dermatologist. And she had said to me that on every occasion she had kind of encountered some sort of nuanced behavior, generally from a customer, a bit of a side eye, a comment, a sort of a smirk every time she bought a pregnancy test. And I suppose for her, from her point of view, it was because of her age, she felt. Although subsequently looking at some of the comments on the post, I'm not sure that it's age bound. But in this instance, it was a member of staff who sort of head tilted and smirked and sort of involuntarily laughed at another staff member. And she just, I suppose it was quite humiliating. She's got great strength of character. But she came out and she said to me, oh, you know, it was actually a member of staff this time. And I kind of felt that something needed to be done, not in a sort of an angry mama bear way, but really in terms of an awareness about behavior and judgment that we all are guilty of every single day. So I spoke to the staff and asked them to make all their colleagues aware, not to judge. But I suppose what's been interesting about the post is a number of things. A lot of people have reacted to the drug treatment itself. A lot of people have reacted to Evie's composure. And a lot of people have really reacted very strongly to this sort of shaming and judgment that is pretty pervasive. And may I say, not just in Ireland, there it has kind of reached an international audience. And a lot of people commenting from the medical profession. I suppose for me, it was just a sort of an awareness piece to say, before we judge anybody without knowing all the facts, maybe just take a breath and think.
Sonia, when you went in and you spoke to the staff, what was their reaction?
They were mortified, like really embarrassed.
Were they even aware that they had been smirking and acting like that?
I think probably not at the time, possibly in retrospect, yes. But and look, this I recently completed a master's in business equity, diversity and inclusion. So I have studied unconscious bias. I've studied societal judgments. We're all guilty. So this is not about calling out particular individuals to say your behavior is bad. We all do it. Like anybody can go onto the Harvard site and take an implicit bias test to test their own biases against lots of different groupings in society. I tested biased against women in the workplace, and I've spent the last, you know, 30 years of my career trying to empower women to have more power in the workplace. So, and that's really because of sort of deep conditioning through our societal mores. So, you know, we just have to check ourselves a little bit.
Sonia, you are one of the founders of LIFT, which is Leading Ireland's Future Together, and it's a programme being rolled out via a volunteer network, and it's about trying to raise awareness of inequality, better leadership and a more respectful society. When you were one of the founders of LIFT, was, you know, what happened to your daughter? Obviously you had no idea that this was the way people were reacting when young people were going in to buy pregnancy tests, but is it about that whole thing of trying to raise awareness of the way we maybe react when we see somebody doing something or the way we perceive people to be?
Yeah, I suppose LIFT is about helping individuals, and 30,000 people have been through the LIFT process and growing. We're in 230 plus secondary schools. We're working with corporates, non-profits, community groups, sports organisations. So it's very democratic. Anybody can join a LIFT roundtable, and a roundtable is really sort of a 40-minute period where it allows us space to reflect on our own leadership, you know, the values that inform our own leadership decisions, because this is all about a series of decisions that kind of roll out day by day. What are we deciding to do, say? How are we deciding to behave and engage with others? And really the sort of fundamental values that we're exploring through LIFT are, you know, accountability, respect, listening, competence, really foundational bits that, I suppose, help us to understand how we lead ourselves first before we even begin to lead anybody else, because all leadership starts with how you lead yourself.
Were you surprised, Sonia, by the reaction that your post got on LinkedIn? Like, there was over 250,000 views within 24 hours.
I didn't expect it, to be honest with you. And I think, it definitely just touched a nerve, because I think this idea of shame is really kind of tragic in our society. Like, we shouldn't be shaming people because we don't know what the context is, we don't know what the circumstance is. But, you know, a lot of women came on to say that, you know, even later in their lives when they were buying pregnancy tests, they were kind of embarrassed. And it shouldn't be that way, because even if you were a teenager buying a pregnancy test to see if you were pregnant, that's the right thing to do. Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, like, it can be quite, you know, for a young person to be going in to buy a pregnancy test, obviously there are probably a whole lot of emotions going on in their head at that time, and shame and judgment shouldn't be one of them.
Well, the funny thing is, I think if you're buying a pregnancy test, you're in a heightened state of anxiety, because you're either in a state of expectation and hope or you're in a state of distress. Yeah. They're kind of the two options. You either want to be pregnant or you don't want to be pregnant. Yeah. But I think it's bigger than pregnancy tests. I think anything to do with, you know, bodily function, sex, we still, as a society, we're struggling to be okay with that. You know, our journey towards maturity in that area, you know, is still quite young, I would say.
So how do we change it?
I think awareness is the first step to change. There's no doubt about that. I mean, having worked and campaigned, you know, particularly for the last 10 years, take, for example, the gender pay gap campaign that we went on. At the beginning, nobody believed that the gender pay gap was a real thing. Mm. But I think once you bring awareness to it, and with Work Equal last year, we did a nationally representative survey where 74% of the population believe that closing the gender pay gap should be a priority of businesses and government. And so to come in 8 years from "we don't believe you" to "this is really important," you can only do that through awareness. And so opening up that conversation around how we judge people. The challenge is that because our world is so fast paced, that we're making snap judgments and snap decisions because we don't have the time to reflect on how we behave. So it's really about kind of just taking a breath.
How is your daughter now, Sonia?
She's great. And she, what, she didn't come out of the situation traumatized. Mm. You know, she wasn't, you know, she was disappointed, I suppose, more than anything else. Mm. And so, you know, she has great self-possession. And all through that 8 month journey, she was okay going in to get the pregnancy test, even though she knew she was going to face something. And I think as a parent, it was really important for her to take control of that and not be shamed out of that. And to own it. And of course I have her back. And if she was, you know, a young woman who was less confident, I'd have been standing right behind her. So it's about, again, it's about kind of looking at the context of the situation and what it requires.
Yeah. Sonia, you mentioned there a while ago about the Harvard test. Can you just talk to me a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, so I think for about the last 25 years, a research department in Harvard have been running a program called the Implicit Bias Test. So anybody can go on to the Harvard site if you search implicit bias, and you can take a series of tests which are actually really interesting because they're not testing for right or wrong answers. So you'll be given a series of questions about anything from who is most likely to commit a crime, and you'll be given a series of faces. Mm. And it's not about the right answer or the wrong answer. It's how long your brain takes to compute what might be the right answer. Yeah. So it's really cleverly set up. So I've done about 12, 13, 14 of the tests. And they cover everything from body image to gender to race to religion, lots and lots of different things. But it's, again, that's part of an awareness exercise to understand where your own biases lie, because they're not called unconscious for nothing. We don't even know they exist. And quite often when we're making those judgments, it's because of our own perceptions, our own experience, what we bring to the table. So in fact, it's going to sound quite existential now, but we're judging ourselves, not the other person, because we're judging through our lens. And so, you know, Anais Nin said, we see the world as we see it, not as it is. So it's that kind of understanding that what you believe, what you see, is only your perspective. It's not the perspective of others.
Okay. Interesting.
Mind blown.
Great start to a Tuesday.
Sorry to drop that on your audience on a Tuesday after a bank holiday.
Fabulous. Listen, Sonia, I'm glad that your daughter is okay and that she is not, she's not feeling down in any way after this incident.
Well, and she's in the Gaeltacht in Connemara.
Oh, she's having a great time, so
I'm sure she's fine.
Sonia, thank you so much for joining me on The Opinion Line this morning. That is stylist and fashion designer Sonia Lennon and co-founder of Lift, which is leading Ireland's future together.
Cork's 96 FM.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.